A good day today. Really productive meetings this morning. I was really pleased with how the guys came back, ready to go. Very good to get back on the field today. We had some new guys playing some new positions. I thought they did a nice job, especially on the first day. Miami's very good offensively, defensively, doing a nice job. Difficult scheme on offense, multiple scheme on defense. So some challenging things we need to work through. And today was a good start. So
you like the how these guys had the day off and came back?
Yeah, I really did. I mean, I was watching too to see really good demeanor, really you know, the way they approached the day. Very similar to the other weeks, though. It wasn't like it was, oh, much better, Gus. Just the same approach, the same mindset. So it was really good. Worked really hard today. It's a good work day for us.
What did the guys do specifically that you said did nice jobs? The, you know, JT, Leroy, you know, how the new guys kind of in the lineup defensively?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's, you know, just simple things as far as setting our calls and getting our checks and things like that. Did a really good job with that. I've taken ownership into it. I mean, I'm sure the meetings were even more attentive, you know, because of that, especially in the linebacker meeting room. So, you know, it's, like I said, though, it's a difficult scheme. Usually it's a typical Wednesday. We got to work through some things.
Ball situation, second opinion, doubtful.
Yeah, I know he's getting a second opinion. I would say he's doubtful. We'll find, you know, when he comes back and see, you know, I know it's, he's really competitive, wants that opportunity, but we'll make the best decision for his health first.
How do you think Gerhardt looked?
Good. He said it felt pretty good. I think, you know, the last 2 weeks have been tough on him, but today he felt a lot better and felt like it was beneficial for him to have those that time off. So he was limited in reps, kind of wanted to bring him back. We were looking at maybe tomorrow to bring him back, but felt like if we could bring him back limited today to, you know, to see how it goes, it would be better. And I think, you know, for him, just confidence-wise and get back there and do it was good.
Get guys lined up in the right place on defense. Besides JT, I mean, who can help him, you know, make those calls?
That's on the field at that time. Well, you know, for him, it's just setting it. I know there's, you know, a lot of the guys have played enough now that, you know, I think they understand that part of it. So, you know, I think it's in times of confusions when you really need that guy, you know, to step up. No, you know, sometimes up front, the secondary kind of handles it themselves. Once they get the call, their communication takes place back there. But within the front, you know, there's some veteran guys up front that will help. But, you know, it really is on him, and they're going to rely on him. And as long as I think everybody goes on the call that he calls, then we should be good.
Rookie quarterbacks are going to throw interceptions. Is it a concern yet?
Well, I think it's something that, you know, we have discussions on it. We talk about it, you know, making good decisions. And you know, it's not something they say, hey, well, yeah, well, you're young. It's only a few games into it. You're going to make those mistakes. We don't approach it that way. It's always about, hey, it's about the ball. Make decisions that good decisions that affect the team. So he hears that. You know, he's his own worst critic. So when he makes a mistake, he's hard on himself. So, you know, we just got to keep fighting through it. And, you know, hopefully, it, you know, he makes good decisions as he grows.